Along with the presidential primary on Tuesday, voters have a number of proposals to consider. In East Lansing, the City Council would be authorized to sell the northwest corner of Albert Avenue and Abbott Road to the MSU Federal Credit Union under a proposal on Tuesday's ballot. MSU-FCU would construct a building of up to 8 stories at a height of no more than 112 feet. In December, Credit Union President and CEO April Klobis said the building would replace the branch currently leased on Grand River Avenue.
We are intending to have a community room space and several floors of office space for future growth.
Currently known as Parking Lot Number 4, the Credit Union would purchase the property for the appraised value of $810,000. One of the millage proposals on the ballot in Ingham County would help fund operations at Lansing's Potter Park Zoo through 2026. Director Cynthia Wagner says some buildings at the zoo are up to 80 years old and in need of improvements. She adds that fixing up the zoo's pathways is another goal.
We're working really hard on becoming more accessible and inclusive. Improving the paths would be incredibly valuable for our guests.
The zoo's operational millage has been in place since 2006. This proposal would raise the millage rate from 0.41 to 0.5 mils. If approved and levied in full, the millage would provide an additional $600,000 to $700,000 for the zoo each year. Potter Park Zoo is celebrating its centennial this year. Voters in Ingham County will also decide the fate of a millage renewal for parks and trails. Melissa Buzzard is the Trails and Parks Millage Coordinator for the Ingham County Parks Department. She says early projects have included infrastructure repairs and the expansion of existing trail systems.
The Northern Tier Trail, the Hayhoe Riverwalk in Mason, we've also increased river access along the Grand River from Birchfield Park all the way up into the city of Lansing.
Buzzard says future projects could include a trail from MSU to Lake Lansing and a Holt to Mason trail. First approved by voters in 2014, renewal would extend the millage to the year 2025. It would produce nearly $4 million in the first calendar year if levied in full. This is Scott Pohl.